Too many late nights.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Good morning. It's Thursday, October 6th. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR Vancouver's community radio station. We're broadcasting from unceded Musqueam and Coast Salish territory. I'm your host, Issa Arian. For the next hour, I'll be taking you down my path. The number to call in is 604-822-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. And you're here with me for the morning. I came on a little early because I'm typically late for class after this. So I thought it was appropriate to play Kanye's instrumental from late, because who doesn't want to listen to a little bit of Kanye in the morning? You know, get it into your system. So, you know, we like to start off with a little bit of the forecast. The forecast this weekend is pretty much typical for every Vancouver weekend here from here till March. It's perpetually partially cloudy, a high of 14 all weekend, and 100% chance of rain. I don't know if that surprises you or not, but 100% chance of rain is what we have. It's Canadian Thanksgiving this weekend. Thanksgiving, typically one of my favorite holidays. You know, I'm from the States, even though we don't really, you know, the story of Thanksgiving in America is, although probably not true at all, we still celebrate the story as, you know, as a time to really get together, you know, get together with family, and you get to eat, you know, lots of good food that your parents, your mom, grandmom, maybe your dad. I don't know who does the cooking in your house, but, you know, I'm not too familiar with the story of the Canadian Thanksgiving, though. And if we have any listeners who really want to share the story of Canadian Thanksgiving, because, I mean, I feel like that's maybe, since we're on a Canadian radio station, everybody pretty much knows, but I don't. So if you want to call in and educate me, the number again is 604-822-2487. This is the third, fourth live episode, and I think it's important that you guys understand the structure pretty much of how this goes. It's as structured as we can keep it. If you know me, I'm a little disorganized. However, I do find creativity in putting things organized. So we'll talk a little bit about some local news, a little bit about some pop culture, a little bit about what's going on, and a little bit of sports. And I try to keep it light, but also try to keep some of the things serious, because some things need to be talked about that are serious. Have some guests lined up for the next few weeks. Supposed to have a guest on today, my dear friend Kevin. He's out of KTBR, a radio station out of San Francisco. He covers the Golden State Warriors and the San Francisco 49ers. So maybe he might be calling in. Not too sure, but for the next hour, we'll have some fun. nice to wake up listening to some J Dilla beats now. But you know, there's some things that are going on here on campus at UBC particularly. They haven't dealt with the sexual assaults in the best way in the past. And this weekend, earlier this week, there was another sexual assault in the Totem dorm. And I just want to give some kudos to the people paying attention in the dorms. The man was apprehended by another student and held until the police came. And I think that more people need to step up and when they see something that's going on that's definitely not right, you know, they need to step up and take some agency and, you know, protecting the community. I did find it very odd how the Vancouver Sun covered the incident. You know, as they spoke about some of the things that are going on at UBC and the history of sexual assault here, and they mentioned, quote, "No further information has been released about the relationship between the suspect and the victim, if there was any." And I really felt that was absolutely unnecessary, because, I mean, what we do know is that an assault went on, the assailant was charged. And I don't really think that it was necessary to even talk about the relationship that maybe, you know, to even speculate on the relationship that the assailant had with the victim. I feel that is playing into all of the tropes that we believe about sexual assault, that it has anything to do with maybe a past or prior relationship. And I think that the Vancouver Sun as a newspaper could do a little better job. I think that, you know, that's best to be focused on. But like I said again, people need to be aware of what's going on around them, and people don't be afraid to step up and step in and, you know, get some things done for your fellow community. So in the next segment, there's lots of people here in Vancouver who speak about how they don't ever feel that there's anything actually going on here. And if you're one of those people, the next segment is for you, because there's lots of things going on here in the next week. So you're here with Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, East Arian. And continue to tune in after you hear some of our ads.
Girl gets this message that you ain't coming back. She's sitting back in a room, the lights is off, she's crying, and then my voice comes in, pow, in the middle of the night, and this is what I told her for you. Every time I make a run, girl, you turn around and cry. I ask myself why. See, you must understand, I can't work a 9 to 5. So I'll be gone till November. Said I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl, yo, I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl, yo, I'll be gone till November. January, February, March, April, May. I see you crying, but girl, I can't stay. I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. And give a kiss to my mother. When I come back, there'll be no need to clock. I have enough money to buy out the blocks. Uh-huh. Tell my brother go to school in September so he won't mess up in summer school in the summer. Tell my cousin Jerry wear his condom. If you don't wear condom, you see a red rum. Oh, 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 oh. You sucker MCs, you got no flow. I heard your style, you S-O-S-O. Every time I make a run, girl, you turn around and cry. I ask myself why, oh, why. See, you must understand, I can't work a 9 to 5, so I'll be gone till November.
said I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl, yo, I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl, yo, I'll be gone till November. January, February, March, April, May. I see you crying, but girl, I can't stay. I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. Give a kiss to my mother. I had to flip nothing and turn it into something. Hip-hop turns to the future rock when I smash a pumpkin. Commit treason, then I have a reason to hunt you down. It's only right, it's rapping season. Yeah, you with the loud voice, posing like the top choice. Your voice, I make the hearse out of your Rolls Royce. Besides, I got my girl to remember, and I committed that I'll be back in November.
Every time I make a run, girl, you turn around and cry. I ask myself why, oh why. See, you must understand, I can't work a 9 to 5. So I'll be gone till November.
Said I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. Tell my girl you wanna be gone till November. January, February, March, April, May. I see you crying, but girl, I can't stay. I'll be gone till November, I'll be gone till November. You give a kiss to my mother. I know the hustle's hard, but we got an enterprise.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
Welcome back. You're here with Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Issa Arian, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam Coast Salish territory here from UBC. The number is 604-822-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. If you want to call in and let me know about the story and the history of Canadian Thanksgiving, I'd love to hear about it. And also, why is it in October as opposed to November? Played that Wyclef Jean song because now, as I'm from Washington, D.C., I don't really get to go home too often. However, in November, I will be going home for one of my good friend's wedding. Should be a really, really, really fun time. So, if you're in that camp that really thinks that there's absolutely nothing going on here at in Vancouver, you should be excited because of multiple reasons. There's lots of things going on here. Earlier this week, the Tawasin Mall opened. I don't know how many of you have been very excited about the Tawasin Mall, but there's a lot of people who have not been excited about the Tawasin Mall, particularly the people that live in Tawasin. Some people have vowed, some residents, according to the Vancouver Sun, have vowed to never shop there. But it's one of the largest malls in Canada. It was a $600 million project. There's over 180 stores. And if you like to fish or hunt or do anything, I think that they have the largest bass pro shops in Canada. So if that excites you, I saw some pictures and they had some fish tanks in there. And I mean, it looked pretty cool. They have a full archery range. I was actually looking to take some archery lessons, later here. I feel like that. As the zombie apocalypse. I mean, if you watch Walking Dead, you know that some of the most effective characters on there carry weapons that, you can find ammunition for all over the places, or maybe make your own ammunition. And I feel like a crossbow or a bow and arrow would be a good skill just in case of zombie apocalypse. So if you want to be prepared, go down to Tawasin Mall and, check out the Bass Pro Shops there. Also, and more interesting things that are going on here in Vancouver, we have two actually pretty big international festivals going on. The first one is the Vancouver International Improv Festival, which started on the 4th and goes until Sunday the 8th, Saturday the 8th. And those shows will be taking place at Performance Works and Review Stage, all on Granville Island. If you've never been to an improv show or you've never been to the Vancouver Improv International Festival, I would say check it out. There are many, many, many good performers from all over Canada, from all over the United States, even some from across the pond. I don't know. On the West Coast, do you say pond? Because I guess Pacific Ocean is a little larger than the pond. And on the East Coast, we talk about pond. We're referring to the Atlantic Ocean. But regardless, there improv is a lot of the times it is comedy made up on the spot. So, you know, what happens is people are given a setting or a topic or a object, and then they make up a story with their colleagues on stage on the spot. Sometimes it can be comedy. Sometimes it can be a little bit of drama. It's all fun, though. And this year, I was looking at the lineup, and it seems to be a pretty diverse cast. So, you know, they have many, many all-women troops hailing from all over, from the East Coast, from Ontario, even from Winnipeg, from Saskatchewan, from Chicago, Philadelphia, San Francisco. There's a particularly interesting troop out of Chicago of women called Ebony Essence and Jet. And I don't know if you are familiar with Ebony Essence or Jet, but those are all predominantly African-American magazines. Jet being my most favorite magazine my mother had in the house. All the listeners who know about Jet, they know about Jet Page 47 and why they probably like Jet Magazine so much as well. There's a there's a pretty funny troupe out of Vancouver, an all-women troupe called Your Moms, and I don't know if you've never seen them or you get the chance to check them out, they'll actually be playing tonight at the Review Stage at 7:30. You should check them out, and you can continue to see their shows. There's some players they play out of Instant Theater, and so you should check them out. There's also, if you want to get involved or learn or maybe take a class with, you know, one of your, you know, maybe I say one of your, but you know, take a class with one of your friends or maybe your partner, there's some workshops going on Saturday, actually all day. They start at 10 a.m., which is a little early for improvisers. If you know any improvisers, they normally don't get out of bed until about 11:30, 1:30. You know, they like their sleep. But in these workshops, you can learn a little bit about storytelling, a little bit about body language, about communication, things people all need in every type of setting, of type of relationship, or every type of interaction that they come in with. And you can just build some overall good skills or just have a little bit of fun. Also, what's going on here in Vancouver, we have the Vancouver International Film Festival that started on September 29th and is going until October 14th. There's all types of cool films going down. There's like some really, really good documentaries. There's some really, really funny mockumentaries. I watched a movie last night called Aquarius. It's about this really, really bad, really cool older woman. And, you know, the movie was pretty much about her going through her life and being able to recognize situations in other people and how she was growing and growing and acknowledging she was growing older and the city around her was growing older. But adding to it and not letting it stifle her. It was a great film. It's a Brazilian film. It's been shown at Cannes and Toronto Film Festival. On Friday, I'm going to see Moonlight, which, from if you read any of the New York Times reviews, has been one of the best films out of film festivals this year. It was shown in Cannes. It was also shown in Toronto. It was shown in New York. It was shown in Paris. And it's gotten great reviews. It's about the journey of a boy going through manhood and just really breaking down the idea of identity being centered around masculinity. I think that it's just really good to see that there are movies and media that are giving a real space to people to, you know, to really express themselves and really in a fun way. We saw earlier this week, I don't know if any of you are hip listening, the few people listening are hip hop fans, but we saw Kid Cudi. He put himself into a rehab facility this week, which is pretty commendable. And talking about some of the struggles that he's dealt with in mental health issues out loud, and there is not a lot of space for that, with particularly with men, to be able to talk about their feelings and to talk about, you know, some of the things that they're going through and the struggles, particularly men and success, and being able to talk about and discuss how they're feeling and people being receptive and listening to it. So I see that he's been getting a lot of support, and I urge anyone with some issues to get the help you need, and really don't be afraid that, you know, to be afraid to understand yourself and really feel comfortable getting those types of things off your chest, because everybody deserves to be healthy and everybody deserves to have a happy life. Some of those shows are being shown through the International Village, so you can go down there. There's some shows at the Cinematique on Broadway, at the SFU Gold Corp Theater is where I saw the show last night. It's just phenomenally done. Thank you to all the volunteers and everyone who helps put on these festivals. I know it takes a lot of work. Going into the next segment, we'll be discussing about clowns. There's lots of clowns running around. One of them is running for president. And really, that's really all I have to say about that. But if you want to listen about all of the clowns and everything that's going on, tune in after these ads.
Surprise, cover your eyes.
That song is from a Vancouver artist, actually, named Hylia. We had her on the show on Crimes and Treasons a few Tuesdays ago. I think that was the 20th of September. If you want to check out that episode, you can check out CITR.ca and look through the podcast of any of the shows, even this one. You're here with Off the Beaten Path on 101.9 CITR. We like to showcase a lot of Vancouver artists, a lot of Canadian artists, a lot of female artists, because they're, I mean, you heard that song. It was amazing. So check that out. Check out Crimes and Treasons podcast. They've been going on for 12 years. I also co-host that show with some really good people. My homeboy Jules, DJ Rouse, Horsepower, Jamal Steels, and Lucky Rich. So, I don't know if you've known about this, but all over the United States and Canada, these creepy clowns have been popping up. Now, I thought this was a fad because I saw this a few months ago where they were talking about clowns popping up in elementary school forests, you know, hiding between near parks, luring kids into the woods with candy. And I thought it was one of those scare tactics that, you know, that they play on the news where it just seems like there's something that they always want you to be scared of. And I thought that this was an additional one. I'm not really scared of clowns. I've never really been scared of clowns except for when I was about 6 years old, living in Washington, D.C., and I had an older cousin who made me watch the movie It. Yes, Stephen King's It. My cousin made me watch that at 6 years old, and I don't like to say that I developed a healthy fear of clowns, but when I see clowns, I get real, real aggressive. I don't know what it is. It's just something about the face or something. It's just something about a clown that just throws me off. It puts me on edge. So listening about these clown stories and reading about people in Ohio, people going on hunts for clowns. I saw that in Buffalo, New York. I'm not sure if the story is true or not because the comments on the story said that it was true and then some people said it wasn't true. I'm not sure, but they said they saw a clown peeking through someone's, a teenage girl's window in the trailer park, and an individual and his friends took a net to the clown and beat him up. And while they're waiting for the police, the clown ran off. There's lots of parts of that story which I think are pretty funny, particularly who just has a net that's just large enough to capture a human. I'm not sure if those are the type of people who I want to be handling my vigilante justice, just because you never know what somebody's going to do with a net that big. And Buffalo, it's not like people are there catching fish. So for someone to just have a net, maybe in the garage or in the back of the pickup truck, just waiting to capture people, you know, that kind of scares me a little bit, especially because they self-identified as rednecks. That's not like a term that I think that I like to use a lot, but they self-identified as that in the report. I thought it was interesting that the Montreal Clown Festival spokeswoman said that they do not support this recent rash of clowns. And I thought it was pretty funny that they hold a clown get together, like a group meeting, annual meeting for clowns. It's held in September in Montreal. If any of you are aspiring clowns and would like to get your clowning on in a responsible manner, not in this creepy clown walking down the street with a rake manner, then you can head next year to the 2017 September Montreal Clown Celebration. I thought it was, it's just a lot of funny stories coming out about these clowns. Most of them involved videos of them getting beat up. You know, while I don't advise you actually going out and beating up clowns, because in Manitoba, in Nova Scotia, there were some people who were getting in trouble with the officers, with the law, about the threats that they were making to these potential clowns. Because it's not illegal to be a clown. It's not illegal to be clowning around. It is weird that there are some people who dress up in clown suits, go to elementary schools, or hide in ditches, or hiding on the side of paths, bike paths, or running paths, and waiting presumably hours to scare people. I feel like that there's a problem in our society when there's not enough time for people to actually do things during the day that could, you know, put them in a better position than saying that your life is about clowning around. Or not even about clowning around. I feel like that's a term I've probably used up already. How many times have I said that? 3 or 4 or 5 times? I'm not sure. But don't say that you're going to kill clowns on social media. That's not how you handle these situations. If you see a clown, just call 911. If a clown approaches you, do like if it was anybody else approaching you. You know, scream for help and defend yourself. An 18-year-old woman in Ohio used the excuse that she had been threatened by a knife-wielding clown to get out of going to work. And while I thought that was pretty creative, that's the reason why I'm late. If my teachers are listening, that's the reason why I'm late to school lots of times, is because I'm protecting the people from clowns on a daily. And I think that is it's pretty commendable to me to just take my time in the morning, take a little bit, a few minutes, maybe 15, 20 minutes to get out and defend the general public from these menaces. If you want to see clowns in in mainstream media, you don't have to really look too far. You can simply look at our news coverage of the United States presidential election. I know this has been a very common theme on this show. By very common theme, we've talked about it every single episode. This one is not particularly to the most known clown in the presidential election or the presidential race or the great distraction, whatever you think about it. But the VP debate was on 2 days ago, and Mike Pence, the vice president for running mate for Donald Trump, and Tim Kaine is the running mate for Hillary Clinton. And if you watch a little bit of it, I typically don't watch vice president's debates because maybe it's my naivety, but I don't think that they matter except for when they make mistakes or when they lie or when they're just talking what we say out the side of their neck. You can look that one up on Urban Dictionary if you don't really know what that means. But it's just very interesting for people who support either one of these individuals to just listen to how they talk to each other. And it feels more like I'm watching, you know what they need? They need Wendy Williams to come moderate one of these debates, because that's what it seems. It seems more like just bickering. And people are blatantly lying on TV, or it just doesn't seem very authentic. Now, maybe that's, again, naivety showing up to think that anything that they do would be pretty authentic. But it just seems that in the past, I don't know, it just past few months, maybe past 12 months of these presidential coverage, that it's just become more and more and more of a joke. You could probably agree, because you could say that it's always been like that. But I like to keep my faith and understanding that clowns, listen, some people are clowns and some people are not clowns, but even clowns deserve to have their voices heard, I guess. Coming in the last segment of the show, we're going to be talking about how Canadians are not as nice and polite as you think. To any of my non-Canadian listeners, this might surprise you.
Oh boy, come at me with lack of patience. Wanna leave and change location. Oh boy, boy, I wanna show you something. You think you can show me something? Nah, boy, I wanna show you something. You know I can show you something. Nah, boy, be hot and heavy in this room. I hope you're ready. I think we can set that tone. I want the direction this could go in. In my service, oh boy, every Sunday like a service. I'ma make you sweat on purpose, oh boy. Boy, I wanna show you something. You think you can show me something? Nah, boy, I wanna show you something. You know I can show you something. Nah, please, baby, don't waste my time. I know you like to fuss and fight, so I'ma give you one last chance. In the night, I'm feeling right, yeah. Call me those I get really. Can you keep up and we get it? Take all of the time you need. I wanna get something that you can't forget.
Supernatural first phase. We could do this for a while. Athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dreams. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Welcome back. You're here with Off the Beam Path. I'm your host, Issa Arian. I'm still waiting for somebody to call in to tell me the story of Canadian Thanksgiving. I'm beginning to think that maybe nobody knows. The number is 604-822-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. And you heard some more from Halo. She's a Vancouver artist. You know, who's been working pretty hard and it's been shown because the music is great. If you check out the September 20th episode of Crimes and Treasons, it's a show we do on Tuesday nights from 9 to 11. It's full of uncensored hip-hop and R&B and from all over Canada and the States and even from Haiti to Quebec to the UK to France. We like to feature lots of different artists from all over. And if you check out the September 20th episode, you'll be able to hear more of her music and from her EP. So talk to you a little bit about how Canadians are not as nice as you might think. And everybody has, I guess when I say everybody, I mean my impression. And before I moved to Canada, even after I moved to Canada, people in Vancouver are pretty nice, relatively nice, way nicer than the people out there in Ontario. But for, I guess maybe the stereotype of Canadians is that, you know, they're very nice people, super, super nice in general as like a entire populace. They are very polite. However, as baseball fans, they are just as bad as everybody else. So, what date is that? So, 2 days ago, on Tuesday, October 4th, was the wild card game for the AL playoffs, the American League playoff series, and it was between my favorite baseball team growing up, the Baltimore Orioles and the Toronto Blue Jays. And during the game, someone from the stands threw a beer at Hyunsoo Kim while he's the left fielder for the Orioles. While he was tracking just a routine fly ball, they threw a beer at him. One, beer is expensive in Canada, and I don't know why anybody would waste something like that. It's absolutely ridiculous to think that somebody would waste a beer in Canada. It really makes me question what type of person that individual is, because if you're sitting out there and you're wasting beer, particularly at a playoff game, at a baseball game, so not only is beer expensive in Canada, but I can imagine that it's probably more expensive at a baseball game, probably around $12, $13 for a beer. It's ridiculous. But then to just waste it, like, what does that say about you? And then not only are you wasting it, you didn't just, like, pour it out. You threw it at somebody. You know, somebody trying to do their job. Imagine if you were trying to do your job and somebody threw a beer at you. You know, you're sitting at your office desk and maybe you're a bank teller. And someone just comes in and from the rival bank is like, oh, this is TD. I bank with HSBC. Bow! And just hit you over the side of the head with a beer. And not only were they hitting you with a beer, but they're yelling racial slurs at you while you're trying to do your job. Throwing beer and racial slurs, that doesn't sound too Canadian-like. I feel like I know enough Canadians who would be very embarrassed by that. Like, Adam Jones, he's the center fielder for the Baltimore Orioles. He was in the news lately for a few weeks ago because as Colin Kaepernick decided to protest the national anthem, a reporter asked him why he doesn't do that in the MLB, and he said it's because it's a white man's game. I don't think I should have to explain to you that Adam Jones is black, but what he said caused a lot of controversy, even though it's kind of true in the sense that baseball, even through the integration or even through what we've seen in the last couple of years, not particularly the makeup of baseball as people, but as the culture and the identity of the game, hasn't really adapted to all of these new players. You get lots of players come from Latin America where they bring their style of baseball. They come to America and they really, really try to eliminate that style and the fun that they have in. Oh, we have a caller, but I don't know how to use it. I guess I shouldn't have admitted that. I shouldn't have been asking people to call when I don't really know how to use the phone. This is pretty embarrassing. I'm pretty embarrassed right now. So we're gonna get back to the game. But yes, so it's kind of upsetting to think about that people would just call somebody racial slurs and throw beer at them while they're trying to do their job. And then not only did they do that, but they had to hit a walk-off home run in extra innings. You know, it's been a really long time since I've seen the Ravens win. We win pretty consistently. But baseball-wise, from the Montreal Expos that are now the Washington Nationals to the Baltimore Orioles, I've never really seen a championship. And it would have been nice, you know, to at least make the playoffs. But, you know, I understand that Canadians really love the baseball and they really love the Blue Jays. I normally give UBC Thunderbirds football team a pretty hard time because after going to some of the games last year and, just really covering the games a little bit, I was supposed to be doing a sports broadcast for the last game versus Manitoba, which looked to be pretty exciting because it went into four overtimes, which UBC came out on top 53-50. In the last three games, they're 2-1, so it's really that they've really been kicking it into gear, and it's really nice to see because from the national championship run last year, typically we see a lot of hangover from teams and teams not really be able to bring it in the next season or have really slow starts. We're seeing that now with the Carolina Panthers in the NFL. And we see that all the time in all different sports where people win a championship or they even get close to a championship and then the next season they're really kind of stumbling through the beginning of the season as they try to shake off really the excitement and all that goes into going into a championship. But it seems that UBC right now is finding their stride, I guess. But looking at Manitoba scored 19 points in the second quarter, that's not good. UBC really has to tighten up the defense. What they really need to do is eliminate some of these turnovers, because what they've been doing is turning the ball over, which has negated a lot of really good offense. And like this game, they had 710 yards. Now, 710 yards to people listening to the radio at 7 o'clock in the morning, you might not understand what that means. UBC right now is currently averaging about 341 yards. And that's pretty good for an offense. But 710 yards is out of control. Manitoba only had 489 yards. But it's really the turnovers, and you know, that's really, it's like three interceptions. That's ridiculous. You can't have that many turnovers and expect to win football games. College football this week, there's some pretty good games on. We have Washington Huskies versus the Oregon Ducks. Washington Huskies have been playing out of their mind. They're currently ranked number 5 in the country, playing the Oregon Ducks. This is typically backwards flopped, where Washington is normally the one not ranked, and Oregon is really ranked in the top 10. It just speaks to how difficult it is to maintain that level of success and dominance throughout time, and speaks to how some programs continue to just reload over and over and over. And even Oregon Ducks, you'd think that with all of their facilities and all of the money that's gone into their athletics programs that they'd be able to maintain. But it just talks to how difficult it is to stay on top. But the Washington Huskies have been playing really well. They went to Stanford last week and beat Stanford by 40 points, which I called. I like to pat myself on the back. It's very interesting. So since I started the show and started looking at picks and started looking at games, I'm 5-0. So I don't really like to – I lied. I do like to talk about myself. I do like to talk about when I do things good and when I do things bad, like not knowing how to answer the phone. This week we've also got Texas-Oklahoma. I don't know if you follow college football, but that's always been a really, really good rivalry game. It's Houston versus Navy. Houston is only 17-point favorite. I think 17 is very low. If you watch Houston play, they've been beating people by like 40 points. Indiana, Ohio State. Ohio State's a 29-point favorite. I would take those points too, because what we've been seeing is really, really high-powered offenses and really high-scoring games, particularly for the good teams. Alabama, Arkansas. Alabama's a 14-point favorite. I would take those points as well, because Arkansas is never as good as advertised. Alabama, Ohio State, Houston, I think are three locks for the week. And that's my time. I really thank you for joining me this morning from 7 to 8 every Thursday with Off the Beaten Path. It's 604-822-CITR. I promise you next week I'll have learned how to do the phones. And thank you for being with us. And stay tuned for our next show.
Constellation, there isn't sea.